This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
All right, this right here is your house is my house. Oh. Your house is my house, okay? All right, let's see how this works out. Let's go, cat dog. Your house is my house. Mi casa. How you say it, Carla?
Mi casa, su casa.
That right there. That right there. It. We live in Texas. We supposed to know our languages.
I'm bilingual. Ask me something else.
Papacitos. Let's go, Kendall.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Russell.
Yeah, this is Russell.
Hi, Russell. I'm Isaiah. I'm a realtor, real estate. And I'm trying to do some schematics. I think I'm calling the right house. I'm not quite sure. Are you West Dixie Road?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Just a reference to.
How many square feet is your house, if you don't mind me asking?
It's about 3,500 square feet.
I don't know if this is the right house or not. Is this, you have a deck out in the back, a all-weather type of deck out in the back?
Yeah, I do. What's this about?
Okay. How, if you don't mind me, Russell, how long have you lived there?
Yeah, my man, I've already asked you twice, and you're asking me for, like, personal information on my crib. What's this a reference to?
Okay, well, like I said, I'm a realtor, and I'm trying to get ahead of some things that's going on. And, well, it's been brought to my attention that your house is going into foreclosure, and it's going to be on the market in the next two to three weeks. So I wanted to make sure I was getting the right house, and I wanted to make sure
Then you got the wrong house. My house is not going into foreclosure. I'm up to date. I'm good. So you definitely got the wrong house.
Okay, hang on. So, West Dixie Road, and like you said, 3,500 square feet. This is a two-car garage, right?
I don't know. I don't know what information you're getting, but when it comes to my name and my crib and what's going on with my bills and all that, I'm up to date and I'm fine. So you got the wrong information. You got the wrong person or the wrong information on the right house. Whatever it is, but this is not, my house is definitely not going into foreclosure.
Well, this
I'm on top
is, well,
of my bills like it's my woman, you get me? So my whole thing is I don't even know why you're calling. My house is definitely not for sale. It's not going to foreclosure. I'm not behind on my bills.
Well, sir, I'm telling good. You what my books say, and this is our, I'm looking at legitimate, this legal
books,
paperwork.
Money, yo, what I'm trying to tell you is this. I don't care about your books. Read what I'm writing to you. I'm up to date on my mortgage. You're just a realtor, so my whole thing is nobody's selling my house. My house is not.
Okay, hold on. Let's back up. Let's go back to just a realtor. You're not going to talk to me like that. Now I'm a realtor, and I'm a person that's on top of my game. Your house is going into foreclosure. Now you can be in denial if you want to be, but I'm just trying to get on top of everything and try to sell the house as soon as it hits the market. So I know what
it's
I'm
not
doing.
Be on
you don't
until
know
until I sell, my man. Look, my ain't going into foreclosure, dude.
So if I'm looking at paperwork here, why am I looking at paperwork that has your address on it, sir?
That's not like a personal problem. Obviously, you're not on top of your
Well, no, the personal problem is going to be yours when they come put you out your house. This says foreclosure at your address.
Man, yo, look, I try to tell you, man, don't knock on my door. Don't call. None of that. Nobody's coming to my house, knocking on the door, trying to put me out of my house. And on top of that, a foreclosure takes a long time.
Well, that's what I mean. This has been in there a long time. It's coming up in the next couple of weeks. That's what I'm telling you.
What paperwork do you have?
I am looking at paperwork.
What bank? Do you even know what bank is selling the house or trying to put me in foreclosure?
Are you with First Fidelity?
That's not your concern.
Okay. Well, you just asked me, sir. You just asked me. That's what's on this paperwork.
In the foreclosure. You got the wrong paperwork. You got the wrong address attached to somebody else's
Okay. This is your address. It is the right square footage. It is the right house, sir.
I'm entertaining you right now, my man. I'm telling you, isn't going into foreclosure.
Okay. You know what? You're getting angry with me, but really, if you'd have paid your bills, you wouldn't be in this situation. You know what I mean?
Are you paying your bills?
I'm paying my bills, but evidently you're not paying yours because you're on your way into foreclosure. And now you're getting upset with me when I'm just a realtor calling, trying to catch.
That's funny to me. This is funny. I'm on my deck handling my business barbecue right now, dude. There's less than zero fear of me going into foreclosure.
The attitude is not necessary. Matter of fact, this is probably.
You call me with this bullshit? Get the.
This is probably your last barbecue on the deck, so enjoy that.
Look, you come over here and you call me again, you'll be on the grill. You got me?
All I'm telling you is this right here, bro. They coming to close your house out in 2 weeks. All I wanted was the schematics on your house. That's all I wanted.
Well, obviously, you have all the information you need. You already know more about what's going on with my personal affairs than I do. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a problem if somebody knocks on my f***ing door.
Okay, well, I need to come over
Nobody's
and take a look at that.
I'm not getting foreclosed on. That's not how it works.
All right, I need to come over and take some pictures of the house. So is that going to be a problem?
Get off the internet. Get it off the internet, but you got the wrong house.
I need to come inside, sir, and see the condition of the house.
you're f***ing with me, right? I'm not going into foreclosure. I'm up to date with all my shit. You're not coming to my house. You're not getting inside the house.
Okay.
You don't know
okay.
what the f*** you're talking about.
Well, I tell you what, your co-worker, Michaela, she seems to think different.
Michaela?
Don't you work with Michaela?
Yeah. What's Michaela
got
to do with this?
Michaela got me to call you, baby. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Russell, you've been pranked, baby. You've been pranked, baby.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Oh my God. Oh, that's crazy, man. I'm like, man, I got my shit up to date, man. What the f*** y'all talking about? I'm up to date, man.
You up to date, baby? You still up to date?
I'm up to mother date, man.
Man, tell me this. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yes, sir, baby. You up to date, baby. You up to date.
You got that right.
And there you have it. What you think?
Yeah.
You play too much.
Those are my thoughts every day.
You play too much.
And that is long stupid.
Longest time you're doing the job. Mm-hmm. Thank you so kindly. I'm the king of stupid, and I'm going to be in Braille, baby. Really? Braille Comedy Club. That is Sunday night. I'm going to say it again. Sunday night, the nephew has come to town. All right? Catch me Sunday. You probably won't catch me Monday morning. Catch me Sunday night at Braille. You probably won't catch me Monday morning, okay? Mm-hmm. But you can catch me the following Saturday in Jacksonville, Florida. That's Duval. That's Easter weekend, y'all. It's already Easter. Oh, my God. April 19th, Saturday night, Jacksonville, Florida. Nephew Tommy and friends. An evening with Nephew Tommy in Jacksonville. The nephew is coming to town. Tickets on sale right now.
You telling us that you're not coming in?
Yeah, he
said
it.
Is that what
you said? That's what it sound like.
Yeah.
So basically, that's a notification. Ain't that what that is? A notification?
We already know what the deal is anyway. You know it.
But what?
Oh, my God.
Don't act like I'm getting on your nerves.
This is basically me putting in a notice. That's all it is.
Wow, he get to do it like that?
Yeah.
Because it's his uncle's show. It's my uncle's show, Carl. What?
Nepotism.
We family. I mean, what?
You have to follow the rules. You still have to follow the rules.
I follow my uncle. He break all the rules. I break them with him. What?
Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.